Shemoth.
Exodus chapter 1. And these are the names of the children of Yisrael who came to Mitzrayim with Yaakov, each one with his household: Reuven, Shimon, Lewi, and Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun, and Binyamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all those who were descendants of Yaakov were 70 beings, as Yosef was already in Mitzrayim. And Yosef died, and all his brothers and all that generation. And the children of Yisrael bore fruit and increased very much, multiplied and became very strong, and the land was filled with them. Then a new sovereign arose over Mitzrayim who did not know Yosef. And he said to his people,
"See, the people of the children of Yisrael are more and stronger than we. Come, let us act wisely towards them, lest they increase. And it shall be, when fighting befalls us, that they shall join our enemies and fight against us, and shall go up out of the land."
So they appointed slave masters over them to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Raamses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they increased and grew. And they were in dread of the children of Yisrael. And the Mitzrites made the children of Yisrael serve with harshness, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick, and in all kinds of work in the field. All their work which they made them do was with harshness. Then the sovereign of Mitzrayim spoke to the Ivri midwives, of whom the name of one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said,
"When you deliver the Ivri women, and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall put him to death. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live."
But the midwives revered Elohim, and did not do as the sovereign of Mitzrayim commanded them, and kept the male children alive. So the sovereign of Mitzrayim called for the midwives and said to them,
"Why have you done this and kept the male children alive?"
And the midwives said to Pharaoh,
"Because the Ivri women are not like the Mitzrite women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them."
So Elohim was good to the midwives, and the people increased and became very numerous. And it came to be, because the midwives revered Elohim, that he provided households for them. And Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying,
"Throw every son who is born into the river, and keep alive every daughter.